Drop the beat.
This is it, what? Luchini pouring from the sky, let's get rich, what? The Jiki Vines and Sugar Dimes can't quit, what? Now pop the cork and see the Vega and get lit, what? What? What?
Introducing Phantom of the Dark, walk through my heaven with levitation from...
You are tuning into the For Profit Podcast. We are your host. I am New Haven, here with my main man, JD. What's up?
Hey, what's the word, Haven Bree? What's going on, man?
Wow.
Wowzers.
Wowzers. Superstar alert.
Doesn't he have his own drop now?
Yeah, he does have his own drop. Gotta find him.
He deserves it.
Mara God. God bless you, Mara God. Thank you for winning and not choking in the clutch.
Love it.
More God, wowzer, 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 out of nowhere. Yes, JD.
I'm in Mexico live from Puerto Vallarta, Mexico. Yeah, that was interesting. I sat at the little local establishment. Oh, baby, I love it. sat at the local watering hole and hold on, I'm just putting a little lime in my brisket and watched. Watch my guy, who I didn't bet on, like a fucking idiot.
Bro, and he, 25?
So that was fun.
Was it 30 or what?
No, fuck that. Was like 40, 45, man. I'm so dumb.
It is amazing how many winners get disrespected overall on these cards. I mean, it's not okay. I'm not going to say disrespected, but like have amazing value for us.
I know.
On a continuous basis.
I know it's a missed opportunity. We had some horses in the race though. We had Webb who just couldn't get it going. He had chances all day, and then you know once you miss those six footers for birdie, you're not going to win, obviously. And then Scheffler made a run, but ultimately failed, and that was fun as well. But it was a good tournament. It's fun to watch him win. The dude's a superstar. And I got absolutely hammered in the full tournament head to head for the first time this week. Our first time this year, but luckily I did well in the round by round stuff. That first round kind of helped recoup some of the L's, but yeah, not a great week for me, that's for sure.
Yeah, I didn't do very well on my top 20s. Like everybody just kind of fell off.
We forgot to mention last week. I hate WG. I never do well in these stupid WGCs. The no cut. I don't know what it is. It's probably just variance. So I just keep betting everything. I don't really care, but I just feel like. For whatever reason, that no cut is just so weird. Guys just kind of – they act funny when they're out of it. I feel like sometimes the cut's good because they could just like – oh, they're like, oh, I'm out. I'm over it, you know. Cool, I don't have to sit here anymore and play golf when I have no chance to win. And then they kind of quit.
But, I'm going
to
start betting – whenever Kevin Na gets in these, I'm going to start betting him automatically. He's not out of it. Even if he doesn't play great, he's not out of it. Like, for some reason, when he knows he's – how about – okay, have your – did your –
Oh,
did you downgrade?
Real quick. Everyone, where was this hard golf course at? These guys beat the shit out of this course. Like, I thought we were going to see like 10, 11, 12 under win. Like, that golf course, 18, what one? What did he win? What did he finish at? 18?
18, buddy.
I mean, come on. That's just not hard. Don't give me that. I don't need to hear that. Yeah, Azinger, your course is fucking easy.
Did you downgrade Webb? In your overall synopsis as him, as you know, how we think when he's up there, I think a lot of people think he's lockish.
You know, the problem with Webb was, I mean, I watched the whole thing. He had some early birdie opportunities that he just didn't. I mean, he burned the edges on everything. But I think he had three putts where he just burned the edges. And I think once you lose that momentum, like once you, if you don't capitalize when you have the opportunities to, the momentum is gone. And again, this is like just, you know, there's no like analytical basis for this, you know, momentum, whether or not it's real or not. But I mean, anyone who plays golf knows you make a couple birdies early, you're like, oh baby, let's go, let's get it. Like we're gonna play well today. So, you know, I'm not gonna downgrade him at all. I don't think he's one of the best players in the world for sure.
Yeah, was this enough to turn your opinion on Billy Horschel around?
Oh no, I'm gonna be fading the fuck out of that dude this week.
Let's see where he finished in strokes game putting. Let me see.
Yeah, he finished like set, like he, I think he got gained 7 strokes putting, gained 6 strokes putting. Drove the ball really well.
2.83 for the week.
Wait, strokes putting?
2.863 strokes.
I have 5.6.
Well, I'm looking at, maybe that's round 4. I'm looking at round 4.
Oh yeah, okay. I'm looking at overall 5.6. So no, mm-hmm. We'll be fading him as soon as possible. I actually have a matchup against him that I can't.
So really, what do they do? They add it up for the week, and that's how they get it each day. So
yeah,
1.8 plus 1.
Oh yeah, 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 yeah. Exactly.
Okay. All right.
Exactly. All right. Well, let's. So that's enough about that. Let's. We got a cut event. We have, of course, we know. We have a full field. We have a GOATs tournament. One of the GOATs tournaments. So let's talk about the API. That's this week, right? Yeah. Obviously. Do we have a drop for this thing?
Oh, yeah.
It's the time for the for-profit preview. What's the course set up this week?
I mean, look at this view, though. Look at that shit. Sick as that.
Looks like Ventura.
Ventura. Okay. API, what do you know about it?
API, Arnold Palmer, par. It is a 72, but it's long. It's like 7,400 yards in Bermuda. Something of that nature. A lot of water. I know that. You got to go. It only plays
there's
hard
when it's a lot of water, and usually plays hard ass.
You got to kill the par five.
True. Yeah. Par which it has been like the last, 2 years?
Par fives are reachable. Par fours?
Yep.
Tough. Par threes?
They're
tough.
Hard.
But. God, I always get this one in Honda.
Now, that one par five, we might as well talk about it.
It's automatic.
Is that one par five reachable? Like, is Bryson going to reach that par five?
I mean.
Number six? You're saying you might be able to drive it.
Man.
I don't know why I titled this the Honda Classic, guys. I'm an idiot. And it's not going to be able to be changed. Wait, I think I can, actually. Huh.
He's not that bright, guys. Give him a break. Give him a break. Yeah, he might be able to get there. I like this tournament. Well, it used to be a really strong field. Let's see who actually... I know the guys who play well here. A lot of the guys live in Florida. So they're kind of familiar. Some of these guys are going to be sleeping in their home course.
Yeah, the other one is Orlando, right?
God dang. Wasn't Tony up there this weekend and then fell back?
Yeah.
He is the king of blue balls. Patrick.
No, Greedo. But he made like a quad and then he made like 7 birdies to get back kind of like up there.
Well, he's got,
which is pretty impressive.
The fire power is not the problem.
No, there's a lot of problems, but that isn't the problem.
I am reasonably excited about this week. There should be some value equally spread. Last year, who won this? This wasn't Rory last year.
No, last year this was Hatton, right?
Hatton won here. I keep getting Honda and
I get Honda. I get them confused every single time. Every time. That's why my dumbass labeled this shit as the Honda.
M won the Honda.
M won the Honda. Hatton won
here.
And this is where we started getting fucking hot as flames, remember? Because we had Hatton, we had M, and then COVID, and then we just went fucking bonkers at the end, right when COVID came back. So yeah, the course is difficult. It looks like it's going to be windy. Classic setup to a certain extent. We got a par 7. It's 7,400 yards, which is long, but the par 5s are reachable. So the par 4s are hard. You're going to make pars there. Got to score in the par 5. So par 5 scoring is going to be huge. The greens can bake the fuck out. And if it's windy, I mean, I think these things have rolled in the past at like 13, 14s before. Like, I remember one year watching Ricky Fowler hit a wedge and it rolled out just a straight wedge and on 18. And it rolled out like 20 feet. I was like, holy shit, this thing is tough. So, a nice, fun, challenging golf course. Yeah, it's a halfway decent field. It's not a great field, but it's a decent field. You know, with this is one of the tournaments that got hit hard by the conditioning of the schedule. Because right, there's just too many good tournaments in a row. And this one took a hit. So why don't we start breaking those bits down?
All right.
Before my internet connection goes, because you know.
Well, I don't know. That's
Mexican internet. The world. That's true.
Well, we did the preview. I guess we're gonna go to the top of the board. I guess.
Top of the board.
Top of the board.
Top of the board. Golfers, top of the board.
Look at you know what? We're gonna do this live process with you guys this
week. Yeah, I haven't placed a single bet, so we're gonna do this live. We have Rory, we have Bryson, and we have Victor Hovland at 8, 11, and 13, respectively ish.
No wins or one win?
Hovland has two, but they're like not. He doesn't have a real win. I don't count the Puerto Rican Open as a real win when you. I mean, when the, like half the field is like fucking club pros and shit. So
I think Fitzpatrick lives down here.
Okay, well, we're not quite there yet. I will 1,000% have a bet on him. Rory, Bryson, Hovland. So the interesting thing will be if Bryson goes for that green, that sixth green, it's a par five. I think he has to carry it like 330. If you're in the chat, let us know what he has to carry that to make it. You know, I've seen various things on.
Hold on, is this the one over the water?
Yeah, where it's a fucking giant. It looks like a fucking boomerang, bro. They're saying he might be able to carry that shit.
Well, I'll tell you what, he. Why not? Fuck it.
I mean, why not? Fuck it. Exactly. I mean, why? If you're out here trying to get some fucking distance to take advantage of shit, might as well be driving the par five, right? I'd be so sick.
I don't know. Is it a par five though?
Yeah, number six. I have a whole thread on it.
Okay.
Here, I'm gonna have to pull this up because I retweeted this guy. Shout out to him. Shout out to Tour Picks. Joe tweeted it. It looks like it's I mean, it's a par five. Plays 589, but this thread has the carry it'll take. Let me look if I can find this shit because it's. I mean, it's doable. I mean, it's doable.
No, they're asking for something in the chat.
So I don't know, but
Hovland, the Bryson train. Get your tickets ready.
Spartans, that absolutely has to be a prop. Will Bryson go for the green? So we gotta get on our guys at Bet Online and make sure that they put that prop up. We need some odds on that. Or will he hit the green on a par five? That needs to be odds for sure. But I won't have a bet on any of those guys. Rory at 8, not playing great. Bryson at 11, not playing great. I'm gonna end up fading Bryson in a head to head. And Hovland at 13. I mean, his form is insane. But I mean that number is just a little short for my liking when I'm looking at him. I make him a little closer to like 18, 19. If it were like a 20, I would bet it in 2 seconds. This dude's on fire, though. A second, a fifth, and a second. Gaining 8.7, 4.1, 5.4 strokes on approach. Putting really well. The dude cannot chip. Hovland is like terrible, but his ball striking is just fucking insane.
Hey, Brian. Brian, the number's wrong, okay? With no way in hell I am betting Hovland. And he was the guy I was.
That's on. Your guy.
It is my guy, bro. Everybody in the chat, look, the number's wrong. Just flat out, bro. I mean, I'll
take him over. I'll take him over those two in a head to head, though.
Especially if I can get some plus.
Oh, I think we can. No, he's a minus 103 to minus 103, minus 105 to those two. So they're respecting him.
Right.
So we're not getting a plus. So I might stay away.
Number's a little bit short for me.
Okay, let's move on.
Right. Moving on.
Hatton, Reed, Sungjae, Fitzpatrick. And let's end it there. Hatton, Reed, Sungjae, Fitzpatrick. We got Reed at 23. I'm going to bet that. We have Hatton at 18. I would love to find a 20 on Hatton. Let's see what we got. Nope. Let's see what we got. So we got back. Reed at 23 though is that's bad.
Where did my book?
We're gonna just lock that one in right now. Reed's playing great golf right now. Let's look at Reed. Let's bring him up. I make him closer to Hovland than I do his number currently. Ninth at the WGC. Obviously won the Farmers. Gained 5.3 on approach in Mexico. Usually with his putting, that equals a W.
Bro, I got blue balls again. I got a lot of blue balls this year.
Just couldn't get it going on Sunday. But yeah, Reed's on the card at 23-1. Let's see if I can give you an even better number. 20. I see a 23 and I just bought. Hatton at 18. You got anything there?
I can wait. Okay. When's the last time somebody went back to back, by the way?
Doesn't happen often. It's just hard to win. I do like Hatton this week. I'm gonna have some exposure to him and have some head to heads. Let's look at his head to heads real quick while we're here. Actually, hold on. Let's look at these head to heads. Let's see. Okay, we got Hatton now against Hovland. Ooh, Hatton plus money to Bryson. We're on the Bryson fade here. Huge plus money to Rory. Those guys haven't been playing great.
Rory had a nice week.
I think I make Hatton a small favorite over Bryson. Man, I might have to bet this 18, to be honest with you. Can we come back to that one?
Plus money on flips. You know our steelo.
Yeah, I think that Hatton against Bryson. There's a lot of water out here. A lot of trouble for this DeChambeau
Bryson
character.
Has not been playing well, bro. Like, this is not real. You know, Bryson is one of those low-floor guys, I'm starting to realize.
Yeah, yeah. Well, he's losing strokes on approach. He hasn't been hitting the ball solidly. It's the greens. It doesn't matter what you gain if you can't hit your wedges close. I mean, he's lost basically zero at the Genesis, zero at the Tournament Champions, minus 1.8 at the WGC. So it's like, you know, if you're not going to get your shit close, you're gonna fuck up. So Hatton over Bryson is likely. I'm going to write that one down. Hatton over Bryson. I think I'll probably take that. I did bet a different one on Matchbook, but there's a Matchbook pod coming right after this one, so you guys will see that. Any Fitzpatrick at 22-1.
I like.
Or excuse me, 25-1.
Lock it down.
You like that?
Oh my gosh.
I mean,
I like this kid. I told you I like this kid, Fitzy. I'm in. Met. I've been on it for a while.
I mean, hey, you know what? Oh, important to note, this tournament, Euros, for whatever reason recently, have just dominated it.
Dominated.
Chesko, Rory, Hatton. There's been other guys. If you remember in the chat, throw it in the chat.
Good short games. Usually have some kind of Florida residence.
Yep. Yeah, there you go.
I think that may be one of the reasons since seeing the Euros here.
Euros. So we got Reed locked in at 23. It's like 23.3 or 30 or something. Then we got Fitzy locked in at 25. So that's a quick start. Quick start. Top of the board. We like some of those guys.
Give it.
Okay, next. Sungjae 31 is interesting.
I haven't seen enough for Sungjae. He's 20 on
the board. Don't we like him on hard golf courses though?
Yeah, we do. I'm just saying. I just haven't seen a lot from him at that number.
His game sucks.
How long has he been? Let's see where he falls on the El Madel.
So he MC'd the Genesis 29th, the WGC Mexico last year before winning at the Honda. Also has a third here last year. That's pretty impressive. Just a really solid. He's lost on approach in two straight. Generally, just a good short game though, man. I might have to. Okay, I wanna,
let me see. All right, look at this.
At 31, though?
17, 32, 12. Approach has been lost on approach last two times out. It's been very middling for a guy at that price.
So it's going to be a pass for me.
It's a no for you, huh, dog? That's a no for me, dog. So we need that drop from who's that Randy Jackson guy? Where they're like, that's a no for me, dog.
It's a no for me, dog.
There we go. I like that. That's good. I like that. Okay, I'm gonna put him in. I'm gonna see how this thing works out where we're at, because I have at 31. I have a small edge on him there, and I think I like him this week. So I'm willing to wait and see. Let's talk about these other guys. Paul Casey, I'll just never bet, right? And we're on the board there. 32.
No.
Decky at 37.
No.
I have another bet right here. 100%. This number is completely wrong. I just want to see what the best number I can find is for this gentleman. He is an Italian. Shout out to Greco. 40-1 for Francesco. Let's go.
Do we even
40-1 for Francesco? Okay.
Okay, I'll take it.
Yeah, thank you. Don't mind if I do. Nothing. Hey. I mean, what more to say about this guy? He's. I think he's back,
bro. I am. You don't have to sell me on this guy. I've been telling everybody that this guy is. It's just absolutely.
He's amazing. Nails. He's fucking nails. So yeah, Chesco's in.
I'm all in for sure.
Are we ready to bet on Jordan Spieth yet?
The number, let me see.
That's 43.50.
Damn, I'm gonna tell you, I'm getting big disparity. I got a 28, so you're getting, I think I would bet him at 4. He's like doing only thing I don't this. He hasn't played on any water courses yet.
Oh, god, you're right. That errant driver, that thing, if he starts spraying that motherfucker. You're not just in the fucking rough, you're dead. Yeah, I think I'm waiting to see there. Fleetwood at 46 is interesting. Let's check and see here. He played like dog shit last week. 44th and 100%. Oh my god, he lost 6 strokes putting. Well, hey, we saw what Morikawa did.
How'd he hit it?
Two strokes on approach, lost it basically broke even off the tee.
Maybe. I mean, he just does not win, bro. Like,
because he can't putt.
I think I'm gonna
really bad putter.
I think I am gonna bet Kokrak though.
Okay, I got a 42.50 on the cock.
Kokrak. I think
I actually love that.
Yeah, I think I am backing Kokrak. So let's.
We got Kokrak has a recent win. He has a win this calendar or this season, right? Let's look at the cock here. Oh fuck yeah, Kokrak's getting bet, no doubt.
Yeah.
Kokrak's absolutely getting bet. Ninth at the WGC last week. He gained strokes putting. He's usually a really good ball striker. So, yeah, Kokrak. Let's get it. 42.50. Let's get it.
Yeah, boy. Okay. All right. So far we have Fitzy agreed upon, Molinari agreed upon. You said you did fire on Reed already?
Yeah, I fired on Reed at 23.
Fired on Reed at 20. You know what we're like, bro? We're almost like stock pickers, but.
I know. Well, I don't know about that, but I'm actually reading an investment book right now. The Intelligent Investor. That's my poolside reading for the week.
You should check out James Altucher.
The fuck is that?
James Altucher is the reason why I am moderately successful. Check him out. He has a new book called Skip the Line.
Okay.
It's about basically, you know, everybody thinks you got to get 10,000 hours under your belt for it to be proficient at something. Well, James has an alternate theory and says you should do 10,000 experiments and it won't take you that long to master.
Okay. This guy sounds a lot smarter than I am. I think I'm going to go ahead and just stick to betting golf for now. Where are we at on Corey Connors this week?
I'm not on him. I mean, I'll let you.
78.50. 78-1, Corey Connors, ball striking paradise.
I was like, this is the dog wind up, Paul. It's the dog wind up.
No.
What the fuck was that?
that was Randy Jackson. What was that?
Oh, that's a no for me, dog. I'm betting Zalatoris every single week. So 55-1. Let's see if we can find anything else. I'm just that guy now who I'll just bet him every single week. What are your thoughts on Willie Z?
On Willie Z, I don't like betting first time winners to 33s unless they're like finishing like second or something like that.
I mean, yeah, that's why I'm not gonna bet. I'm gonna bet him at 55.
55 is not bad. Okay. You know what? I need to look. Let's see what Kevin. Let's see his Steelo, this may be a little bit too hard.
Willie Z, you're on the card, big dog. Good job. Way to show up. Okay, two guys that I will absolutely have fades on are Billy Horschel and Jason Day. I'm actually looking forward to that. Sam Burns is a popular pick this week. Where are you falling on the Burning Man?
Let's see where he. You know, he was high on my model, like third.
This dude. Look at this.
Third at the Genesis. 6.8. Oh, he did not win. I'm thinking of our boy Oma won.
Oma won, but dude played well.
39th at the AT&T. Gained strokes on approach. Farmers, 18th. We are seeing him, you know, on the cusp of making something happen. I think I'm going to fire on Burnsy.
I'm with you. I'm firing. All right. I have a 50-50. I have a 50-1 on him.
Let me put these on.
I got them all down.
Oh, you got them all down? You got the fades on there too?
No.
Exactly.
Absolutely not. I'm not. I don't know what I'm doing.
You got to put your fades on there.
Oh, man, this card's coming together. I'm starting to like this golf tournament. Really starting to like this golf tournament. Okay, now that we kind of talked about so Billy Horschel was getting a lot of love. He gained, like 7 strokes putting last week, so fuck that. I'm going to bet that he returns to his previous form of ball striking and losing strokes on approach. So he's a fade. Jason Day has been basically the biggest cash cow of 2021. He will continue that. It's getting a little harder, but we're going to fade him in some way. We'll go to some matchups here in a second. Any bombs?
We
have a drop?
What is a bomb to us now in this tournament?
Like anything 50 and over, right?
Bomb, 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 bomb. You're gonna.
Okay. Bombs. Siwoo Kim. I'm back getting on him. I think he's over.
Even with all this water, I guess he wanted the players. So that's kind of.
What do you mean?
Water.
He wanted players. He won. At the other one, what's the one?
Sungjae's on the card, by the way. Harbortown? I'm putting Sungjae. Putting Sungjae on the card. Throwing that out there.
Happy birthday. Cameron Davis is gonna be a bomb. Mm.
Okay, I like Cam Davis. Let's dive into this Aussie.
Look here. Okay, we got stroking on approach, 3 of the last 5 tournaments, absolutely smoking it. Putting always leaves
ball striking machine.
Tired. 43rd, 14th, 32nd, and 3rd at Amex. That's enough for me to back him. I'm looking for him in head to heads.
I have a 55 on him.
I'm definitely.
Now, where's the respect for Max Homa? Why is Homa 65?
Bro, listen. You know what? He is the Caucasian version of James Hahn, bro, because you know what his floor is. I mean,
he's because he went to Cal.
Well, I'm just telling you, that's the way the books are like. Why we don't need to put a number on this guy? People, you know, they're not clamoring to bet on.
I mean, they should be. His fucking ball striking is insane. He probably didn't pick up a golf club last week. He was partying so much.
I'll bet him.
That's disrespectful.
I bet him for a 10 and a 5, and I might fade him in a matchup.
You're gonna feed him?
No, I'm saying, like in a mat, I know his upside. I'd rather just bet him or a top 10, top 5, and then fade him in a matchup, like, because he could just not be ready. I mean, he could just still be partying. If he's up there, I'll be happy, you know.
I got you.
That's where I look at it.
I mean, he could still be partying. I wouldn't stop partying. I don't know if I'd ever recover from after PGA Tour victory, to be honest with you.
Dude, you're getting money now too, though.
I can't even recover from a Friday night out and at dinner. Okay, so Stenson is interesting. Where is Stenson's? I can't even find him. He's so fucking far down there. We have to control alt him. Oh my god, Stenson is 200-1. Is this guy dead? What the fuck?
Dude, you love dogs, right?
I have to look. I have to see what he's been doing over in Europe, because that is just absolutely
nuts. I don't
think
he's been in Europe. I think he's been hanging. I think he's been here.
I haven't seen him anywhere.
He played.
No, he hasn't played since the RSM in November. The fuck has this guy been?
Is how old is Henrik? Henrik is 43.
Older than dirt. Oh my God. He got DFL, two straight DFLs in Saudi. 119th. This guy's fucking terrible. Holy shit. Can we, is there any, there's no way they have another match right now. Dude, what happened to poor Hendrick, man?
That three wood, it's gone.
Yeah, you fucking, oh my, dude, DF fucking L, two in a row. 119th, there couldn't have been more than 119 players in those Dubai tournaments. Those okay, desert tournaments.
I'm seeing my brother popping on my model.
Who, Harold Varner?
Yeah, buddy.
Is he really here?
Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah. He's a soul man.
He's 125 to one. Let's just, now we're talking real bombs here.
Well, I'm just saying he's high on my model, though. I think he's 16th in my model.
That's a top 20, right?
Yeah, I like her. I like HV3 for the.
So yeah, so I'll definitely be on the cock. Sam Burns, man, I don't know how I don't bet Homa at that number. That's just a crazy number for Homa. Other than that, let's see, I don't think I have much more. What do you think about Ricky Fowler, 50 to 1?
I don't know, bro. I'm never upset when he wins, and I'm not on him. Like,
is Justin Rose too good of a pedigree to be 65 to 1?
If he's, because
you're not going to find a fucking stat that backs him. Other than he did get second in the desert a couple weeks ago, and I backed him last week. He played like shit.
I was a little bit worried. He's back with Sean.
We don't like Sean, but at least he's practicing. I'm betting him. I don't have any reason other than he had a second at the desert, and he's Justin Rose. No statistical basis for that one, guys. He needs to be on the card at 65 to 1.
Yeah, 65 is probably the wrong price. I don't think there's any reason to jump on him pre, and I don't think the books are like, oh, Justin Rose is in. Like, if he shoots like 4 under the first day, I don't think the book's gonna be like really shading him that much.
I mean, it's Justin Rose. He's a household name. Cards coming together. Woo! Good. I like this. Okay.
Let's see. I'm trying to. Where's Bobada? Okay. Rose. Anybody else in this? You know, Brendan Grace had a decent week last week.
Yeah, he won. Oh, it's Tringali. What am I doing? I'm completely overlooking Tringali. Tringali has to be bet here.
Yeah, he might be a top 10.
Yeah, I'm betting him outright. 75 to 1 here. Let's see what we can get. Yeah, 75 to 1. That's a bet.
He's not beating these guys up top. I don't think.
What? Tringali's got game, bro.
Justin Rose, Kiz, Fowler, Grace, Hoff. Nobody is really popping. Let me see. Hold on. Let's go back to my model. Cheap guys. Matsu. Oosthuizen? No? Saw a little something from him.
You did?
I saw him on TV, but
I don't know, man. I didn't see much.
Sixth. WGC.
So you like Oosty.
Sixth at WGC Mexico. 11th at Yo. Not bad.
Oosty's playing good golf. Oosty is playing. I've never been able. Isn't it crazy? He's never won on the PGA Tour.
Well, guys who are injury prone.
Does everyone see my grandma in the background there? I told her to stay away, but she just can't. Hey. Say hi to everyone, grandma. There she is.
Hey, how are you doing?
Hey, Mimi. What's going on? Hey, Mimi.
Buenos dias, señor.
Rita? She's like, what? What's happening right now? Sorry.
Okay. All right. I think I'm going to add Louis for a top 10.
Can Louis win this golf tournament?
He can.
How many Euro wins does Louis have?
Probably 7, 8.
And we said we like Euros here.
I don't really have to be close on Louis, and he's at a pretty number. That number
42, 50. I think.
Nope, not enough for you.
No, I think that's good.
42 for a guy in form, I'm actually fine with.
I think Louis is on the card. I don't think I've ever bet this guy before.
Happy birthday, Louis. You made the
card. Let's get it, bud. Let's go. Welcome to the fucking top. Welcome to the squad.
All right. Excellent.
Welcome to the Squizzard, Louie.
Anybody?
That's it. We're done. I'm done. The card's over. The card looks beautiful.
Card is done. I'm seeing if there's okay, hold on. Let me get one more.
I can't believe I just bet Louie, this fucking South African.
All right. So you want to recap the card so far?
Oh, card's sexy. Card is dead sexy.
You know what? We should just queue up Austin Powers soundboards from now on.
Oh, card sexy. I'm going to crack another Pacifico for the card being complete. Man. All right. We got Reed at 23. We got Fitzy at 25. We got Sungjae. Man, we have tough golf course. I hope this thing plays like a British, like 5 under wins again or some shit.
Right.
Sungjae at 31. Chesko at 40. Usti at 42. Yeah, the cock at 40. Yeah. Usti kind of does remind you a little bit. Does remind me a little bit of Austin Powers.
Yeah.
Does he kind of look like him? Yeah. The cock at 42. Burns at 50. Willie Z at 54. And then I have my couple bombs. Rose at 65. And then Tringali at 75.
Oh,
man, I kind of want that Tringali one back. I think I already bet it, though. Oh, well.
You know what we do.
Yeah, you can leave. Anyone listening, just leave Tringali off your card. I don't know why. I know it's too many Pacificos for that one. Right. I mean, I have value on him, but, like, I don't think he's actually going to win this golf tournament. No. I should have listened to you.
Yeah, I think that's very smart.
Yeah, just pretend like I didn't say Tringali. I bet him, but just pretend like I didn't say that. Yeah, fuck. What a card. I'm excited. I didn't think it was going to come together like this. I got to tell you.
That Chesko number is...
Yeah, it's saucy.
Saucy.
Yeah, Bookmaker came to play this week on these. They have way too much on Rory and Bryson up top for their current skill level, so... We're gonna find some really good numbers.
I'm excited.
I mean, all right. You want to go over some head to heads, and I have a harder than a rock out at 1 o'clock Central Standard Time. I'm in Central right now.
Yeah, there's probably not gonna be a whole bunch, so you should be able to get out pretty quickly.
Head to head, got the head to head pod coming.
Okay, I need you to talk me out of something.
Jesus.
Which I think you already did. Talk me out of Jordan Spieth over Jason Day. Talk me out of it.
I mean, I don't see a reason to back it because you don't love. Remember, it's a love, hate other guy, and you don't love and hate. That's how you do it. It's very simple. It's backing a guy you like against a guy you don't like.
Okay.
And you kind of don't like both of them.
For me, I hate Day.
It would have to be like Jordan plus 120 to be better.
So those listening will most likely be able to find a Molinari at plus money over Day. I'm going to be talking about that later on the Matchbook Pod. But
on what? What number is that?
Yeah, it's like plus 105, and it's like it'll hit the U.S. market probably later today, I would imagine.
I mean, my matchups are up on my local, and
but the locals don't copy Pinnacle; they copy somebody else. And I think it's a Pinnacle or a Chris line, if I'm not mistaken.
He's going against Oost Fleetwood on mine.
Oh, see, I would also love an Oosty at plus money.
I got an Oosty over. Oosty is a 25-cent favorite over a speed.
Jordan, yeah, I'm gonna hang out with that one. I'm not quite so sure. Jordan, I'm done fading Jordan, dude. The guy's back. As far as he's not back in terms of like back to where he was, but he's back in terms of like I'm over him. I'm done fucking with him. Mm-hmm. What do you think about? See, I didn't see much when we were going through this. We have a Molinari Fleetwood, but I could see Fleetwood bouncing back there. I do have a little edge there, but I'm not sure if it's enough to overcome the VIG, so we'll just leave that. I will 100% have Willie Z over Billy Horschel laying the strokes. What do you think about that?
Let me see here. I really got to find a book with the strokes on there.
It's plus 120. Yeah, that's happening.
Oh, shit. Even the straight up is good.
But yeah. Minus 115 is fine. Yeah, if you don't have the strokes, yeah, that's fine.
Yeah,
I'm just full Billy Ho fade. Another guy. Oh, this might be a true unit banger because I have a huge edge on this one. Co-crack the cock over Harry English, guys. Harry English is not good at golf right now. There is something wrong with that guy. Let's pull up the stats because he's lost since his win at the TOC. 32nd at the Sony the very next week. MC DFL. For your boys. Oh, I mean, MCMCDF fucking L. He got 66th at Mexico. I'm pretty well. Wolf withdrew, so that doesn't really count. But I mean, that's bad. So that's a 2 year.
Hell yeah. Coke rack? Oh my
God. Yeah, Coke rack over here.
Holy shit. That's what about years, right? The one that kind of popped out is fading. Hold on.
Tringali, nothing. What's that?
Oh, man, there was one I just saw. Oh, Oma over Leash.
Leash has been playing better, though, bro. He's not going to put your model. He's going to be terrible, but he's just putting really well. He's striking it terribly. But he's terrible with the driver, so if he gets in trouble driver-wise out here, it's penalty, right?
Yes.
You know what? That's probably a better way to get exposure to Homo rather than minus 130. God, that's I'm going to put that one.
No, we're definitely not doing that one.
Homo over at least might be a play. Fowler Rose, no. I don't really want. You're the Kevin Kisner whisperer. Would you like him over Na at all?
Yeah, well, I always like fading Kevin Na. But they're, I tell you what, look at the price, bro. I'm getting plus 125 on Kiz.
On Kizzy.
What, he finished 20th last week?
Yep.
I think that's
can you tell me why this fucking Behazen guy is the worst driver ever? He is such a bad driver. Is he shorter than shit or is he squirrely?
No.
I've never seen him hit a shot in my entire life.
He's long.
He's long because he loses strokes on approach every single week.
Well, it seems like that's a bet then. I mean,
excuse me, loses strokes off the tee every single. Like, he's a terrible driver of the golf ball. So I'm wondering if he's, because I've never seen him hit a golf shot. I've never followed him on stat tracker. Like, I have no idea if he's short, if he's like just crooked. But he's going up against Cameron Davis, whom I love. So I think that's probably even bet, right?
All right, Molinari over Fleet so far. Zally over Billy. Kokrek over English. Banger.
Yep. That's a banger.
Is over not, I am going with a plus 125. I think that's ridiculous.
Okay, I'm not taking that. I can't never figure those fuckers out. So I'm going to stay with more.
I don't like now this week. Cameron Davis over Bahuza Hoot. I'm on.
And maybe, wait, that's Cookrack over English, right? I put Billy Ho for some reason, which I would love that too. I have Willie Z over Billy Ho. What are we doing with Hatton over Bryson? We'll get there. Let's just go down the list here. Gooch and Grace, I'm good. I don't really have a good read on Grace. And I'm not – well, dude, yeah, and he's a big favorite. So I don't have anything on that. Just stop me when you hear something that you want, okay? Lanto, Charlie Hoffman, no, I'm good. I love Lanto, but Hoffman's been striking it really well this season. Have both actually rated really highly. Hadwin and Sugar Shane Lowry. Minus 127 for Sugar Shane. Nah, Haddon's been terrible. I'm good. I don't really have anything there.
Hadn't been terrible?
Sorry, Hadwin. My bad. Hadwin. Yeah, I'm an idiot. Griot over McIntyre. McIntyre shit the entire bet. I had a lot of exposure to DFS-wise last week, and he played like dog shit.
Maybe I just organize this thing from like shitty guys at approach right now. All right, let's do that. Let's just back it up from that way. All right, so Fleetwood.
Wentworth. Yeah, thank you, Gordon Flash. Wentworth, appreciate that. That's the form. That
Fleetwood, Horschel, Sabby, Ricky, Day.
Who are you looking at?
These are all guys that are shitty at approach coming in.
I love it. Fleetwood, you gotta be careful there because he plays, who's in Europe.
All right. Fratelli, Poulter, Gordon, Champ. All these guys are coming, Norin, all coming in shitty at approach. So you might want to look at fading. Yep. If you like another guy against them on your head-to-heads, that would be the way to go about it.
Here's one for you. Kirk versus List.
Let me see where List
is. I think I have Kirk here as a slight dog price. I think that's one for me there. So Damon. Yeah, that's about it. And then we're getting in. I think I will end up having Hatton over DeChambeau at +113 as well.
Yes, Bryce with the Bryson floor.
Yeah, the Bryson floor is real.
The Bryson floor is a basement, bro.
Yeah, it's not good.
Oh, Lin Wong.
Will there not be?
Actually, somebody's already asked that already.
Yeah, let's get it. Let's look. Fuck it. Hole in one. Let's see. This is like my favorite part of the week.
Hole in one. Will or will there not be?
Getting our ass handed to us on hole in one bets, by the way.
Yeah, don't listen to anything. Do whatever we tell you differently.
Yeah.
Some motherfucker, dude, hit. It was like 10 o'clock and this dude had a fucking hole in one. We're like, cool, man. 10 o'clock on Thursday. It's like, oh, sweet, dude. Nice. Cool. Number two, fourth hardest hole, averages 3.21, 214. I'm going to go with no hole in one there.
And of course. Thoughts? Just no thoughts. I mean, it's always the no is definitely the way to go about it. You got to, the par threes here are tough, and hopefully they get baked out.
So 195 on number seven, that's where we're going to see it, right? Mm-hmm. 195, dead downwind. No, I'm just kidding. I don't know that. 11th hardest hole. So I think we could see it there. I'm going to go yes. Fuck it.
Which one is it? You said no, and now you're going yes.
Yes, +125. It's happening.
It's happening.
Oh, boy. Someone's going to run it in there. I have no fucking clue, though.
This is going to be on
where we were wrong.
That's where that's going to be next week.
When we say yes, it's no. When we say no, it's yes. Oh, no means yes. Yes means no. I've heard that once or twice. I said it, maybe. Anyways.
No, negative.
Okay. Oh, God. Right. Okay.
Let's get to – is there anything else you want to touch on?
I'm done. I'm hammered.
Maybe all right, let's get to some of these questions over here.
Okay, quick questions here. Yeah, let's knock these out real quick.
We got like 7 or 8.
Where am I at? In Mexico.
10:17, around the 10 a.m. mark is where they start asking questions.
Okay, cool. Yeah. Let's see here. This is a really good fucking podcast. Sanjay, top 20. Yeah, man. I bet him to win this fucking thing. So top 20, him and Reed have some decent numbers. So Spartans, you're absolutely right. There needs to be a going for the green Prizop.
100%. Cam Champ, 130-1. You don't have to close me on a 130-1. Sure.
I'm good.
Why not?
Shadow Creek and talking about cock is comparable. I don't know how or why, but fucking yeah, I love that pack. I love that shit. Let's go. Hole in one. Yes. Yeah, I'm going yes.
He's going yes. Jesus. Here we go. JSA Tringali, is that a question mark? What is that? Is that a picture of a guy?
Yeah, dude, I don't know. I mean, JSA is waving at my grandma. I don't know what's going on there.
Nationality, Scotland, Knox over McIntyre. Knox
strikes it, dude.
Yes, I'm fine with that. Go with
Knox.
Let me
look at Knox. That's a good one. I love those. Those are fun. Knox strikes it. But it's also an awful putter. 7th at the AT&T, MC the Genesis, but on the number. Yeah, I mean, yeah, I like it.
I'm fine.
Norlander top Swede. Well, if he's with fucking Stinson, yeah. I mean, yes. Who else is in there? Who else is Swede? Norin?
Yes, Norin is Swedish.
So just Norin and Stinson? Fuck.
Yep.
That's Austin. Assuming it's just Norin and Stinson, and if it isn't, let us know. Love that. Yeah, Spartans, yes, there won't be a hole in one. I love it. I can't be wrong there. Norin is the other. Oh, fuck yeah. Yeah, done.
All right.
Usti over Bezabula, Grace, Ruin, Fratelli. I think I need a little higher number. There's some – I like Fratelli. I like Grace. And I like Van Der Ruin. So I need a little higher for Usti there.
Okay. Oma top 20 with that outright number.
Yeah. What's his top 20 now?
Listen, we love the guy. If you like him, back him, Spartans. We're not going to begrudge you for backing him for that.
Yeah, I mean, let's see what his number is for top 20. 225? Don't hate it. Don't hate it. Let's see. I think you can get exposure to Homa in that top 20 or just over leash. I think that's a good way to get exposure to him.
Yes. So. That's what I love about this. When you bet golf, it's like it's almost like with the NFL prop bets. You get to watch the whole thing. It's like, oh, shit.
Yeah.
No, don't make that.
And follow it all on the shittiest shot tracker ever. Although, new news.
Let's talk about this.
I don't really know what to say other than it can't be any worse.
Bro, Amazon might have straight fucking drones out there. You know what I'm saying?
Hell yeah. Man.
Hey, like live on-course interview drones when they're like backed up and shit?
I want to be like, hey, can I fucking fly one of these things and follow who I want to follow? Like let me put me in control of one of these bitches.
Yeah, bro.
For like $100 a week.
I agree, Brian. Huge news.
Huge news. Big time news. And great news, obviously. So
I'm excited. All right.
Look, I hard out in like 20, so I need a little time to go get some more beers. So
no, go ahead.
Do we have anything else?
No. I think we're good. Okay. Hey, like, subscribe. I think we're gonna start some merch. Really?
Okay. Soon.
We need
White Claw koozies. First thing we have to get.
Well, yeah, White Claw koozies. The summertime's coming up.
Yep, summertime. Usually right now is when we start hitting our stride, and yeah. we were kind of coming in to stride. So hopefully we can keep it going.
Like, subscribe, and share it. Look, guys, there's no reason why we shouldn't be the number one golf betting podcast anywhere.
I mean, there's a lot of reasons, but they aren't good.
No, well, I'm talking about as far as like from their point of view. From like,
okay,
there's no reason that we shouldn't be the number one trending golf betting podcast. We might be the gambling podcast.
Yeah, I fully agree. I mean, you know, and if you, yeah, no, I think you're right there. So.
Hey, look, we got people saying, hell, get some merch. We should be in here.
I'm in, buddy. Okay, I gotta end it. Let's go. I gotta get down in the pool. I gotta get up. So, let's cut this. And boys, we will be back at your normally scheduled time next week for the Honda.
Well, I don't know. I haven't looked at the official schedule.
All right. We out. Take us out. Take us
we
out.
Out.
Take
here,
us
baby.
Out.
All right. We out.
Oh, where's the music?
I'll add it.
Can't hear it.
I'll add the music.
In the podcast. But you do the.
Oh, okay. Oh, listen. I will play.
I like the one where you rap over the beats, and we're still live, by the way. I just want to hear this shit. So.
All right. Let's see here.
This is taking way too long.
No, it's not. This is a. Where's all my damn music at?
Okay, we're ending it. I gotta go. Peace out.
Peace out.